My name's Tracy Smith. Brenham's cable television service signed customer number 3000 today, marking an impressive accomplishment since its first beginnings 11 years ago. John Smith, who just recently moved here from Conroe, received a year's free service for reaching the lucky number. Cable television manager Tom Whitehead Jr. says the family-owned business began broadcasting with 12 channels in 1969 and has since expanded to 36. In November of this year, 5 new channels were added, providing audiences with a variety of programs. Whitehead says one of the new channels keeps viewers up to date with 24 hours of network news. Another channel provides nonstop sports, and there's even a public broadcasting station out of the University of Houston. A third Nickelodeon channel is entirely devoted to children's programs, and beginning in April, Whitehead says the channel will carry ballets, symphonies, and other fine arts in the evening hours.
Good afternoon, I'm Chip Howard with the KTTX edition of the news. The College of Cardinals will begin holding secret meetings in the Sistine Chapel sometime between August 21st and the 26th to choose a new pope. By Pope Paul's order, only those under 80 years of age can vote on a successor. Like every pope since 1523, Pope Paul was an Italian, and while there is some talk he may be succeeded by a non-Italian, maybe even American, sources at the Vatican say the next pope is virtually certain to be from Italy.
Mary Martinez. Nurses looking for jobs might investigate Houston, where hospitals are trying to fill 500 jobs. William Smith, administrator of Herman Hospital, said his shortage is very critical and that he has engaged a nursing locator companies in England and Canada in recent weeks. Smith said he needs at least 80 registered nurses so the hospital can put 100 new beds to use. He said he will soon need 40 more when another new... He said he will need 40 more when another new unit opens. Oh, God, that was terrible.
Gina McFarland. Houston Police Chief B.J. Bond says a special police committee will investigate the death of an epileptic burglary suspect shot 13 times by an officer he attacked with scissors. Bond has said he may take disciplinary action against Officer J.T. O'Brien, who had to reload his pistol to put 13 bullets through Tommy Hanning last February 20th. Bond said, "I am convinced the officer had a legal right to use deadly force, but said there were unanswered questions." Bond said the committee studies police actions under stress. Assistant Chief B.K. Johnson said yesterday his initial investigation of the incident was complete and that a report and recommendation will soon be given to Bond.